Now, the key people in the new insolvency setup being put in place are the personal insolvency practitioners. The PIPs, as they're known, will be the link between the person who's broke and can't pay their debts and the bank that sold the money. The PIP will negotiate a deal under the new rules in the Personal Insolvency Act. And Lorcan O'Connor, Director of the Insolvency Service of Ireland, you're accepting applications at the moment.
That's correct. Yesterday, the Insolvency Service of Ireland, the ISI, issued regulations pursuant to various provisions within the Personal Insolvency Act that in effect sets out the framework upon which people who are interested in becoming personal insolvency practitioners or indeed approved intermediaries can apply to the ISI for authorisation.
OK, so you've personal insolvency practitioners, you've approved intermediaries. What's the difference between the two to begin with?
OK, the approved intermediaries will be advising people looking for relief under what's called a debt relief note. And typically those individuals will have very little income and very little assets. And the working assumption at the moment is that the approved intermediaries will all be based within the MABS network across the country. And then you have the personal insolvency practitioners who will be advising insolvent debtors for the other reliefs that are introduced through this new act. The debt settlement arrangement, which is for unsecured debt, and the personal insolvency arrangement, which is for both secured and unsecured. So typically including your mortgage as well as your unsecured debts, which might be a credit card, an overdraft, etc.
Who should apply for being either a PIP or an approved intermediary? Let's concentrate on the PIPs for the moment.
We're not closing the door on anyone, but what we are saying is that to act in this area, you do need to have certain skill sets or experience. At the outset, certainly somebody who is a solicitor or an accountant would have a good starting position, but anyone with a similar qualification would certainly get in the door as such. But we have also identified other aspects required of anyone to be a PIP, such as professional indemnity insurance, fitness and probity tests, tax clearance and so on. But I think the most important aspect that we have introduced is that anyone who does apply has to demonstrate that they know the Personal Insolvency Act inside out, and they know.
So there'll be some kind of test or training
indeed,
process?
And we announced that back in the spring, and there's been a number of courses and indeed exams that have already been held, and by all accounts there's been healthy attendances at those courses. Because I think the reality is that nobody really in this country today can offer themselves as genuine experts in personal insolvency, simply because until very recently there has been only been a handful of bankruptcy cases in any given year. So this is a new area, mm-hmm. and this course is designed to ensure that those in a position as a PIP give the right advice to insolvent debtors and help them through this process.
You can see why an insolvent debtor might be a bit nervous. This is obviously going to be a great way to make a lot of money, because there'll be a lot of business mm-hmm. if you're an accountant or a solicitor, and we all know that there's a lot of them out there looking for work. But from the point of view of the person, you know, who's in debt and really worried, is this simply going to be another person they have to pay a whole lot of money to? How do they know for sure that this is the right person for them, who's going to really be working in their interest and not the bank's?
Well, the PIP is carrying out his statutory duties and they are independent. But equally, the insolvent debtor need have nothing to fear. In fact, these PIPs...
But are they independent or are they working for you? If I'm broke and I'm desperately trying to keep my home, I want someone who's acting in my interest. Is this just another professional who's going to say, well, these are the rules and I'll go and talk to the bank for you? Or are they going to be working for me to help me hold on to my home?
What you want is somebody to try and implement one of the new arrangements that the Act introduces, which is voluntary and ultimately is trying to bring a debtor and a creditor to the table to agree a voluntary arrangement. And through this authorisation process, we will ensure that those that are PIPs do have the experience, the skill sets required of that. In terms of the fees,
I'm really asking about the commitment.
Well, there's obviously an obvious commitment there, because ultimately they will get paid out of the arrangement to creditors, and it is therefore in their interest to ensure that both the debtor signs up to it as well as the creditor.
When you said they will get paid out of from the creditors, how will that work?
Well, the way it will work already in very many other jurisdictions, but the way it is intended to work here is that through the development of a proposal or an arrangement, a pot of money is identified that the debtor can contribute to his or her creditors. And out of that, the fees will be deducted. So there will be no direct fees paid by the insolvent debtor. It is actually out of the funds that will be available to the creditors.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us about it. Lorcan O'Connor, who's Director of the Insolvency Service of Ireland, and ISI.ie, that's your website if anybody wants
a helpline number, if I may, for debtors, but also practitioners that may have any queries, which is 076 106 4200.
076 106 4200. We'll put that up on our website and it'll be there for anyone who wants to check on it later today. Lorcan, thank you very much indeed.